ओम शांति, ओम शांति। द बेस्टोअर ऑफ ब्लेसिंग्स The ocean of love, the sun of knowledge, most beloved, father of all souls, is giving us blessings every day. Reminding us our own original eternal imperishable powers, qualities, strength. As a child of God, we have Now question is, how much I, the soul, am able to accept it, receive it, inculcate it, apply it, practice it, share it with others. This makes us number wise, though we are all Baba's children. But inheritance is equal, teaching is the same for everyone. Some souls have reached their highest state of spirituality, of purity, of reality. Some are still moving slowly, what it is the secret that we can move ahead with a fast speed? How to reach advanced stage or advanced party or advanced status is actually stage. A question was asked, what it is, which quality is actually that makes the efforts very fast, easy? What is it? Some say knowledge. Some say service, some say purity, some say peace. Different answers are there. The joy is there when you get the answer. Now it's a one-way communication, so it's a different. But when it is communication is taking place, question answer are taking place, it's much more joy. Now you think about it, what it is the quality and what it is that you should love the most. We should love the most so that we are able to overcome all the difficulties, all problems, face all challenges. Think for a second. And see, What is Baba signaling all the time, most of the time? He's drawing our attention to love our own stage, take care of our own stage, state of being. The self-love, self-love does not mean that just I hug myself and I appreciate myself, but love for my stage. The whole efforts are to reach perfection, perfect stage. You call it perfect stage, you call it to become complete, you call it karmatit. Whatever name you give, it is actually based is on very constantly attention of maintaining my original and eternal stage. And if I upset again and again, fluctuate again and again, get tired, it means that I am not holding on to the aim clearly. And then it affects everything, mind, body, wealth, relationships. So what is word constant? Even the quality of love, but has to be constant. Love for the self, love for Baba, love for each other, love for study. Quality is love. And with love, what you are doing, you enjoy it. You don't get tired. You feel honored that you feel internal happiness is there. And so, today Baba is saying that these, the powers, you have blessings from Baba. You have birthright as child of Baba, as the child of the Almighty. What makes us weak? I'm child of the Almighty, but it means that the either intellect has not understood the significance of this, or I have understood, but I am not actually allowing myself to enjoy it. Understanding is different thing. Belief is also a different thing. But really, being in that state, swa-istati, swastha, it is a blessing. So, am I able to accept blessings as blessing? Do I really believe it is my natural inheritance? Baba is saying that you are master, you are child of the Almighty. So what it is? Is it is the faith that missing, or it is that I have knowledge but I am not able to sustain it, maintain it? And if you love something, you definitely take care. You maintain it. And it is this power, loveful and faith, both are needed. Love for aim, but faith is the power with which you become full. You become strong, you are powerful. And souls who believe that Baba is my Baba, we all of us believe, we know this. But then relationships with Baba. We know that I am a soul. Now how much really, how long throughout the day I love this, I have a faith that I am a soul, I am acting that I am a soul, I am practicing, I am a soul. Not only soul, but filled with all the qualities. So swa istati, the state of the self. What is my stage? Original stage, soul conscious. In world is constantly keeping stage of the self, soul. But which quality soul? I am child of the Almighty. What might I am using? Which might? Might of knowledge, might of love, might of purity, might of peace, might of benevolence, might of truth. All these powers of the Almighty is my birthright. And do I love all these qualities and I have faith in it? Then automatically, as is my I, the soul, am conscious of that, accordingly I, by being in the body, because these qualities are used in the physical body, when I am here, in the soul world I am not using them. In the soul world I am just a seed. In this physical world I am expressing and experiencing it. But I am also gardener of my own seed. So with love, if I am using this quality, giving power to myself with love, it grows faster. It stays stable. And this is what in the beginning, from the very beginning of Yajna, when we hear the story of Dadis, when we see them, we have experienced Baba, Mama, Dadis, Didis, brothers, Dadas. Baba emphasized all the time that which we call it is Bhatti. Bhatti became, Yajna became, that is constant, packed in one environment. That's called Bhatti. It's packed to keeping the same. If a potter is making a pot, he's packed with it, and then the air from here and there are not influencing it. And so this is what it is. If I want to reshape myself, influence myself, am I keeping constant consciousness? I'm conscious all the time. I'm child of God. Really, truly, I'm child of God. Swa istati. Then my body is also cooperating me, and I also cooperating. So in order to move fast, steadiness is needed. Enthusiasm is also important. But then strength is also needed. And I am child of the Almighty, and strength is in love and faith. Love means relationships. My relationship with Baba, because otherwise we say, I don't experience Baba's love. I don't experience Baba's love. But in fact, Baba's love is when we believe it, and what Baba is giving me, we begin to taste it, we begin to enjoy it. Someone said, but I try to concentrate a lot, but I cannot concentrate it. Our knowledge is not concentration. Our yoga is not forcing ourselves to concentrate. Our knowledge is to enjoy it. When you are enjoying it, concentration is automatically, then that you become still, constant. So for example, when I am practicing, I am a soul. and you are constantly again and again and again thinking, feeling, experiencing, enjoying it, our yoga becomes good quality. You begin to experience, this is love for Baba, love for knowledge, and love for stage. So it means, do I love knowledge? If I love Baba, do I love knowledge? Do I enjoy knowledge? Is my intellect really having faith? It is constantly, when you love, it is not only just you have, but in fact you take care. You give attention. You support it. You empower it. So the qualities that Baba has given, I need to maintain it constantly. Then situations, problem, whatever coming, it's not influencing me. It is a state of being, a state of mind. So you are moving steadily, fast. Sometimes it's pull, sometimes it's enthusiasm, sometimes it's deep. Kind of blessing certainly Baba is giving. There are many different experiences you begin to experience when knowledge is loved. I love knowledge. Baba loves knowledge. Baba is the ocean of knowledge. Do I swim in knowledge? But then do I care, keep the balance as well? Putting into yoga, knowledge becoming yoga. If I love knowledge, I love my soul conscious stage, it will become yoga automatically, you know. But if I'm forcing myself to stay at one, it is just that I'm holding a rope, I'm very yogi, I want to be yogi, and you are holding one stage, and very tension comes in yoga, other people think it's very difficult. It looks like he's trying to hang himself. No, when you have a two rope, it's a kind of a balance. So love for knowledge, love for yoga. But then love for stability. If I'm holding only and I don't have a seat, it's fluctuation. So this is my stabilizing myself in the state of swasthati. Then no matter how many situations come, the state, you don't get upset. You go up like a swing, go up and down, but nobody feels that this person is fluctuating, it's swinging. Practice of knowledge that I am a soul. Today Baba is giving a very good example, and so many things were coming in my mind when I was reading Murli of today's. Baba is giving these four blessings, the power, health, tan, man, dhan, sambandh. Tan means body, man means mind, dhan means wealth, and sambandh means relationship. Now these four is actually very important things to make my stage stable, just like a chair. If it's a stool or chair is with four legs together, stable, if one is up and one is low, there's no stability. And so love for my stage means love is the power, love for knowledge, love for yoga, love for dharana. Dharana means my stage. And when the stage is there, naturally you are able to give, share with others, service comes automatically. So all relationships with Baba. Today, giving the example of health, but Baba is making your body healthy. But there are many challenges in the body. We see many seniors have gone through many challenges, gone through hospital situations, operations, and majority. How is it that they are healthy? Question. The stage is that karmic account is separate thing, but the state of the soul with the body remains so sthit. It looks very strange thing that their physical challenges are there and they are healthy. They have the blessings of health. Baba says it is the blessing. Karmic account is a separate thing. You clear your karmic account, but with state of mind. When the state of mind is detached, I love the detached consciousness, then even the body is going through different changes. Pain can be there because it is an external reaction of the body, but sorrow is not connected with the body. Baba is giving inner happiness. Sorrow, to be free from suffering. Pain, painkiller can finish the pain. But the state of the mind, stability, keeps connection with Baba. Suffering, when we change into suffering, then our connection with Baba is also broken. Love for myself is also broken. What kind of karmic account I have? So when I am speaking about the state, the most important thing is love. Love means really caring, love knowledge, love Baba, love yourself, love drama, love karma. Caring it, sustaining. So this is stage of the self-soul consciousness. Physical sickness became an instrument for unlimited service. For example, Global Hospital was opened. How? To the state of swasthiti, stage, Gulzardari's. That Dr. Mehta could not believe that this sister does not experience any pain. Physical pain must be there. But the state of mind stable, faith, detachment, swasthiti. Face does not say that I am sick. World do not say I am sick. Face is showing cheerfulness. We can also, I remember the Mama's example. Swasthiti means the healthy body. You have the blessings of health. Again, physical health was not visible. At that time it was a challenge. But Mama's stage, so natural detachment, she would sit in the morning, fresh up and read Murli. And doctor came and checked the, it was new doctor that did duty. He looked at Mama's chart. Her assistant was also sitting in the room. He went to her and said, "Did you sleep last night? Was it okay? Medicine, you have taken medicine?" She says, "Why should I take medicine?" But this is important. So doctor, she says, I am not patient, this is patient. So Mamma's stage was such cheerful, powerful, that because he had not met the patient before, he is thinking the one who is not patient is patient, and Mamma is not patient. So Mamma's cheerful stage was a thing that actually has the sickness is there, but it is not keeping in consciousness, soul conscious, but not sick consciousness, ill consciousness, like ill feeling is ill, but then good feeling, good thought. So mind, healthy mind makes the body healthy. And this is why when Manmana Bhav is there, so Dadi, Mama's, seeing Mama's stage, doctor was amazed, seeing Gulzar Dadi's stage. And never, as Baba said today, the secret is that if you really want to be happy, then don't repeat the things which has caused any kind of sorrow. When you are repeating again and again, it means that I am connected. I am remembering, speaking again and again. It means I appreciate that. So I am sick, then I am certainly, sickness will stay with me. I am very weak, weakness will stay with me. So internal stage of eternal subtle qualities is called stage. I am holding that consciousness. So when mind is, then powerful mind, determined mind, giving power to the body, and the body is giving support to the mind. And then mind and body, both are in this harmony, those karmic account is being cleared. This is why love for yoga and power is needed. Relation and wealth, again it is how wealth of knowledge is that Baba is giving, is unlimited wealth. Wealth is no, knowledge is wealth. We are, they say Brahma Kumaris are the richest in all. So this richness is the strength. So all those souls who have moved ahead have actually all the time swing in the swing of supersensuous joy. The soul is enjoying relationship with Baba. So Baba my mother, Baba my father, Baba my teacher, Baba my guide. Then my relationship with others are also loveful. If relationship with Baba is not clear, so any one relation is missing or one aspect of relationship is missing, it means that my relationships with others are also fluctuating. So it is all these four things. Love is the power. Love for myself, love for Baba, love for knowledge, love for Dharana. And that power will give me actually power to remain light. Easy. I also see remember the faces of Nirmal Shanta Dadi and also Shantamani Dadi's. Body very sick, but when you see they are sitting in front of Baba, because this is what most of the time everyone could see, like moon, glowing, like the shining like the moonlight. It is just like the inner, they kept their stage very powerful. And so when I am keeping stable, unshakable, constant, tireless, means internally, when I repeat again and again, I am making myself tired. When I am using my mind again and again, complaining again and again, it means I am using unnecessary energy. I don't love my time and I don't love my mind because I am putting rubbish in it. So this quality of love for the self stage actually is the foundation which makes our stable and you can move fast. Advanced does not mean only that I have to be in advance. Advanced stage means every subject that Baba is teaching me, moving ahead, reaching on a highest conscious and highest level. Then karmic accounts are clear, relationship with Baba is also becoming strong. I am able to give cooperation to others, others can give cooperation to me. All our inner qualities are used, and when the test is there, that time of course the test will come. When stage is powerful, then more tests are there. And that is what is actually the time when really you are strong, then tests come in the form of defamation, criticism, competition, jealousy, hatred. So do I love my self-respect? If you love your self-respect, nothing can fluctuate. Do I remember what my goal of my life is? Why have come to Baba? I have not come to struggle. I have come to enjoy my life. Everything comes back to, and then when this love is there, you let go all the influences from above, inside as well. Diseases that coming from inside and the influences that coming from outside. And then very much this heart is open to learn something, to receive from others, receive from Baba, receive from all relationships with Baba, learning from everyone. Because if I want to make my stage good, then I have to always pick up good. I have to keep the wealth of virtues. I need to keep the powers in me. So the main thing is that there should be different methods of searching what keeps me strong, unshakable. So at this time, no matter wherever we are, we can make our stage advance. Advance party is a separate issue. Advance to go ahead. Advance who have reached at the level that everything is working on a very subtle level. Thought power is powerful, vibration are powerful, vision is pure, attitude is divine, relationship is selfless, love is selfless. That is advanced stage of the knowledge that Baba is giving. Advanced stage of yoga, that totally bodiless and completely free from all kind of influences. So bodiless, this stage, when his soul conscious stage is loving, then automatically I am observing myself as on with honesty. I can check how much progress, how much advance I'm moving, or still I'm moving backward. So it is when I love myself, I will continue to look at myself. I will take care of myself. So selflessness and yet very selfish. This is the balance. Self-respect, but free from ego. Because we know that ego makes the impurity, makes the angel into devil. And purity makes an ordinary person into deity. So if I want to reach my stage elevated, then I love purity, I love peace, I love Baba's truth. So to love means love all what Baba has given me. I care, take care of it, and stage will become stable and you become part of the advanced party. Here, being in physical form. Of course, other type of advanced party qualities are different, but today was in order to move ahead, keep the balance of strength and lightness. Love yourself, love Baba, love knowledge, love dharana, love service. In every aspect, just love. Let go. be open and have a very elevated vision and relationship with Baba. Om Shanti.